Good morning. Welcome to K-Man's Morning News. I'm Brandon Peoples, joined in the studio here today by Kathy Ray. She's the Executive Director of the Crisis Center, Inc. here in Manhattan. Welcome in.
Thank you so much, Brandon. Happy to be here.
Yeah, she's highlighting a very important topic here today, and we're talking about Sexual Assault Awareness Month here in the month of April. This week, I know you spoke at the City Commission meeting. A proclamation was read. Because this is a very important topic, and a lot of things are going to be happening that you are involved with all month.
Absolutely, yes. So April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and this year is the 25th anniversary of Sexual Assault Awareness Month nationally. So yes, yesterday we did do a proclamation with the City Commission where they declared the month of April as Sexual Assault Awareness Month in Manhattan. And we do have a number of activities. You know, sexual assault and sexual violence impacts the majority of people in our community in some way. And we want to do our part to really create awareness and start those discussions about how people can get involved to either support survivors they know or prevent sexual violence from happening in the first place.
A lot of times you don't know that it's even happening to somebody. You might not know. You talk to somebody on a daily basis, and when they go home, who knows what's going on in their personal lives?
That's right. Sexual violence, sexual assault, and rape are one of the most underreported crimes. We know that less than 1 in 4 rapes are ever reported to law enforcement. And so it's really hard to know the true prevalence and scope of sexual violence. But nationally, the CDC does a study around sexual violence, and about half of all women have experienced some form of contact sexual violence in their lifetime, and about 1 in 6 men have experienced contact sexual violence in their lifetime. So it really does affect a lot of people in our community.
And there's so much shame that comes with this, too. I imagine it's really hard for victims to come forward.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There is a lot of shame and what we call victim blaming around sexual assault. So what were they doing? Why were they wearing that? Why were they drinking out late? What did they expect to happen? And, you know, we have this cultural norm around sexual violence that victims somehow welcome it or do something to cause it. And that's absolutely not true. So victims and survivors internalize those stereotypes, and that leads to people thinking, well, law enforcement may not believe me, or my mom might not believe me, my friends. And so it is very difficult.
You know, we're speaking with Kathy Ray from the Crisis Center. You know, that mindset really, though, is not the case. I know here locally, our police department is very involved.
Absolutely.
And they take all these kind of allegations seriously.
Absolutely, yes. So we are part of the Flint Hills Sexual Assault Response Team, which includes representatives from the Crisis Center, as well as the Riley County Police Department, the Riley County Attorney's Office, Ascension Via Christi. They have a forensic nurse program there. And we come together to really talk about how to improve responses to victims and survivors in our community. And so, yes, we have done a number of things here locally. We are very fortunate that RCPD and the Riley County Attorney's Office take sexual assault very seriously. We know that people who commit sex offenses often do so in a serial nature. And so they're not just committing one act, one crime. They're committing multiple crimes and various types of crimes. And so we have data in Kansas that shows that.
Mm. Well, you got some great informational events that are going to be happening all month here in Manhattan and the surrounding area. Let's talk about what's coming up on April 18th.
Yes. So on April 18th, we have we try to do at least one event for the community to really come out and show their support for victims and survivors, to really learn more about sexual violence, how it impacts people and what they can do to get involved. And so on April 18th, from 1 to 3:30, we are doing a film screening, followed by a panel of survivors and experts. So we'll really have a chance to engage in some important discussions. So the film we'll be watching is called An Army of Women. That is a documentary about a group of women in Austin, Texas, who went through some of those same stereotypes we were just talking about, the disbelief, the myths, the people not believing them when they did come forward, and what they did about that, and how important it is for survivors to be part of the change a community sometimes needs to go through for those best practice responses that we see here in our community. So we do want to invite the whole community to come out to that event.
Okay. Again, that's April 18th, 1 to 3:30, College Avenue, United Methodist Church. If you're not familiar with that, 1609 College Avenue, right near downtown. So I imagine you make sure to pack your tissues because there's probably going to be some emotions.
Yes. Yes, it is a very impactful film, and we will have advocates available to provide support should anybody need it as they're watching that film. But we really do hope through a panel of survivors and experts to really talk about these things that we can engage the community in more meaningful conversations. You know, we've had some very public cases over the last year. I think it shocked a lot of people to learn. And, you know, sexual violence can happen to anyone. It doesn't matter what gender, what age, what race you are. It can happen to anyone. And we need to be a community that is ready to support victims and survivors. You know, the Crisis Center, we have our services, our free and confidential services are available 24/7. But, you know, when someone shares that they have been assaulted, that first response that they get from the friend, from the mom, the family member is really important in how they will move forward. And we need victims and survivors to report these crimes. As I mentioned, the serial nature of offenders, it's really important that they're held accountable.
Yeah, we're speaking with Kathy Ray here from the Crisis Center. And, you know, you make a good point there. We saw here just in Manhattan, some victims helped craft some new legislation here in Topeka just this past session that's going to help, you know, with folks who are going through the legal system after sentencing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Senate Bill 358. I was fortunate to be a part of that process. And the survivors, a lot of them, they're called the 19 plus, referencing the victims from the Clark Peterson case, the trial that we had here. But there's other victims and survivors that are part of that group as well. And some of them are going to be on the panel that we're having on April 18th. But they are very courageous and have made a lot of change across the state for victims and survivors. And we're just honored to be part of their journey through that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's talk about some other things here in the month of April that folks can do here to, you know, maybe spread awareness and show their support.
Absolutely. So we have a schedule of events, and I will just say the April 18th event, the seating is limited. We do are asking for RSVPs. That is available on the Crisis Center's Facebook page, as well as our schedule of events. So we have informational tables. Many people know that we serve Manhattan and Riley County, but the Crisis Center, we actually have a regional service area. We serve five counties, and so we will have information available in each of those counties. We're also every Tuesday, so teal is the awareness color for Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and each Tuesday, we call it Teal Tuesdays. We're asking people to get involved, wear teal, the color of sexual assault prevention, to show survivors that you're supporting them and that you're getting involved in the activities. And then there are hashtags we have to post the selfies and things like that. Yesterday was the Day of Action. Nationally, the first Tuesday in April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month Day of Action. And so we did some activity on our Facebook and then also the proclamation. And then we're also Denim Day. National Denim Day is April 29th. And we ask people to wear jeans or denim to really protest around some of those misconceptions about sexual assault and sexual violence. That's a national event, and we'll also be up at K-State in the Union participating in the K-State Cares event that they have for Denim Day.
All right. So, again, very important events here all month long to highlight Sexual Assault Awareness Month. If people want to learn more about the Crisis Center and or need your services, how can they get a hold of you?
Absolutely. So we're on Facebook at Crisis Center, Inc. That's where our events and calendar are posted. We also have a website. It's www.thecrisiscenterinc.org. And if someone doesn't have access to the internet, they can reach out to us by phone. We have a 24/7 helpline that is answered by a live advocate at all times. That number is 1-800-727-2785, or they can text the word HEAL, H-E-A-L, to 847-411.
Kathy Ray, again, Executive Director of the Crisis Center, Inc. here in Manhattan. Thank you so much for highlighting this with us here on KMAN.
Thank you, Brandon. We really appreciate you and your support for these efforts as well.